this political coliseum, we slay the rising beast with the fateful sword of truth that transcends hypocrisy and censorship. It's time to unleash yourself from the tyrants of media propaganda on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. This is Unleashed, the Political News Hour.
In his State of the Union address in 2002, President George W. Bush referred to Iran, Iraq, and North Korea as an axis of evil. It was a new term that was introduced a few months following the 9/11 attacks on America. Well, times have changed a little bit, and today many actually believe that the United States, by way of its federal government, along with all its blue state sponsors, has become the world's new axis of evil. And I'm very inclined to agree with this statement. The evidence of evil is ever before us, isn't it? Take a look around you. Look on the streets, look in the courts, in the banks, and in virtually every federally funded government agency. And there you will see it. Violence, corruption, scheming, lies, all kinds of evil. America has indeed become a nation under greed. One nation under greed, no longer God. And it now worships the god little g, which is mammon or money. Well, comes now the 2024 election, historically an election that has been a vote by the people to choose leaders who they feel actually have the most to offer our free republic. In other words, people that are going to improve our lives. But as I said, much has changed in America. And since we as a nation have now forsaken our true standard for righteous living, and that is the Bible, well, we are now subject to the whim of man. And as you can see, the picture is not very pretty. In fact, I'd say we are in big trouble. And consequently, the future for America right now looks actually very grim. I think most people would express that thought. At least they feel it. They don't want to feel it. They don't want to believe it. But we see some of the writing on the wall. Now, the historical parties, which were the Democrats, Republicans, Independents, they have largely blended in their pursuit of evil. Although some might argue that maybe a few good Republicans actually still remain. But that would be even debatable. I don't wish to debate that issue today, but I do want to discuss and debate, if you will, what the illegal fake governor of Arizona, Katie Hobbs, calls a political albatross. And by that, she means the issue of abortion, or if we may call it what it is, it's not really an issue of abortion. It is something more than that. It is the killing of babies before they are born. That's the issue at stake. Well, you're listening to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. I'm Dr. Steve LaTulip. Thank you for joining me today. Now, I have to prepare you because I think that my intent today, even though it's not really my intent, is I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stir the pot today. I'm going to raise some dander. And hopefully, I'm going to get you to think about what everybody is saying about what many people are calling the only issue that can win a few votes, perhaps, for the Democrats, and that is getting them to fight about abortion. Now, since Roe v. Wade was recently overturned because it was declared unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court, and the right and the left kind of agreed to this, well, since that happened, it actually empowered and mobilized the radical left, the Democrats, the Uniparty, to have something to fight about, because that is the only thing that they have going, or at least believe they have going for them, to win votes in this election. Because the truth is, they cannot win this election. Not if it's going to be a fair election. So get them fighting about abortion and about the horrible, horrible, terrible thing that happened when Roe v. Wade was overturned. And then maybe we've got a platform that we can actually go out there and campaign on. And this has become a real heated debate on both sides. And that's exactly what the left wants. They want the conservatives, the independents, the Christians, they want us to fight among ourselves. They want us to hopefully set up our own snares so that we can trap ourselves and argue amongst each other about the issue of abortion. And I really hate that term, the issue of abortion. It is the issue of killing babies before they are born. And I think we need to keep that foremost on our mind. Now, recently, Carrie Lake had an interview. This was on Fox News on The Bottom Line with Dagan and Duffy. Now, this interview caused quite a stir. It was a short interview. It was only about 5 or 6 minutes, I believe. And Dagan, who is one of the hosts on this show, opens the interview stating that Kamala Harris walks into an abortion clinic. I mean, it almost sounds like a joke she's going to make. You know, this person walks into a bar, but no, that would be Nancy Pelosi, right? So anyway, Kamala Harris walks into an abortion clinic in Minnesota, says Dagan, in a state where someone can get rid of a child up until almost the moment of birth. And Dagan says she is jawboning about this issue because that is all this campaign has, right? And that, I think, is a pretty accurate statement. I think Dagan nailed it right there because they have nothing good to campaign on. They don't want anything good for America. They have accomplished nothing for us. They simply have nothing to campaign on so that people would want to vote for a leader from the Democrat Party that is going to do any significant good for the good people of the United States of America. And that's where we stand. So Dagan does a great job at pointing that out, that this jawboning issue about abortion is all that they have to campaign on. So obviously they want to really drive it home. And then Carrie Lake responds, and she talks about the border initially, saying how horrible it is down there. And then she says a little bit north, about an hour and a half north, is the city of Tucson. And Tucson is a very liberal city, as cities go in Arizona in general. But she says Tucson is an absolute mess. She said, we are dealing with homelessness. We're dealing with all kinds of crime. There's problems with the economy. Businesses are shutting down. They're shutting down. They're just losing business all over the place. It's just a mess down there. And it's all because of the border crisis and the lawlessness that prevails in our land. And then she goes on to talk about the issue of abortion. She says, do I think we need to update that law here in Arizona? And she's referring to the 1864 abortion law. She says, I agree with President Trump, even though I'm completely pro-life. So Carrie says, all right, I'm fully pro-life, but I agree with Trump. Now, what is she getting at there? What does she mean? Well, she says, I think we have to make exceptions for rape and incest and the life of the mother. So in other words, abortion is okay if a woman gets pregnant because she is raped or because a family member has sex with her, forces her to have sex, and she becomes pregnant. It's okay to kill the baby under those circumstances. And of course, the health of the mother, the life of the mother is really important. So we can kill a baby if we think that the mother's life is at risk or in any way hampered. But she talks about this problem And she brings up some comments about something that the illegal governor of Arizona had mentioned. And she says that she's taking an issue, and she's referring to Katie Hobbs. She says she's taking an issue that is so sensitive. It is so sensitive and personal, and playing politics with it. And Carrie Lake says it's disgusting. She says they are the extremists. They want abortion right up until the baby is born. And even afterwards, and afterwards, of course, it's not abortion. It then becomes infanticide. And remember, two states actually argued for that. They wanted infanticide. They wanted the mother or the parents to be able to decide to kill their baby up to 30 days after birth. Okay. But then Carrie Lake says, and they don't want to talk about that. Well, now this is where I have a little bit of a problem, because I do want to talk about that. And I want to talk about that in some detail today, because if we can be completely honest with ourselves, a lot of conservatives don't want to talk about it either. It's too much of a hot potato, because everybody says it's a no-win issue. So the killing of babies in the womb is a no-win issue, and I hear virtually all conservatives say it. And I have a problem with that. And that's why I'm saying I'm going to raise some dander today. I'm going to stir your pot. I think I'm going to make a few people upset, maybe, but that is not my intent. I really want clarity about what we are saying and what we are standing for today. It's very important. In fact, it pertains to the defense of our Constitution. And I take exception personally to the fact that everyone is saying that it's a no-win issue because of the election. See, if we say we're pro-life, if we want to absolutely ban and totally ban abortion and make it a federal law, we might lose the election. And so therefore, we can't do that. We got to play the game. Well, I take exception to this, because I would say that it's, instead of a no-win election, I think it's a must-win election. It's a must-win issue. And I'll explain my reasoning in some detail, but first let's take a short break.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Today's high-stress, on-the-go lifestyle makes it hard to stay heart healthy. Lifestyle changes like exercise and diet are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support three aspects of heart health: cholesterol, blood pressure, and triglycerides, with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 13 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
And welcome back. You are listening to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. Dr. Steve LoTulip here with you today. And I would like to really encourage you to please go to AmericaOutloud.news. You can get some fantastic articles there that have been written by authors who love their country, who pride themselves on fighting for freedom, standing for freedom, and speaking boldly, not ashamed, not afraid to state what is on their mind. We also have some fabulous podcasts, some good radio shows. And remember that when we write articles, when we do radio shows and podcasts, we invite your feedback. So please leave us your comments. As I raise your concerns today or raise questions or make you angry, please don't be afraid to tell me so. I do have thick skin, and I guarantee you, you can offend me personally, and I will take it. I really will take it. I think you have that right. This is free speech. This is what it is all about. So please go to AmericaOutloud.news. Get updated on the latest information pertaining to the news and the details of things that are happening in our life, in our world, that are going to determine the fate of America. Well, today I am talking specifically about what people call the abortion issue, and we have some questions here about what it really is. Now, when Dagan talked about Kamala Harris going into an abortion clinic in Minnesota, she said that this is a state where someone can get rid of a child up to almost the moment of birth. Now, that's a problem. And Carrie Lake, who had been running for governor, I believe personally she absolutely won the governorship in Arizona, but it was stolen from her. And I have no doubt about that. But Carrie Lake says, look, I am completely pro-life. And she's in this interview with Fox News, with Dagan and Duffy. And she responds about this old abortion law that has been reinstated in Arizona, and it's causing a real stir. And Carrie Lake says, I agree with President Trump, even though I'm completely pro-life. So she says, I think we do need to have exceptions for rape and incest and the life of the mother. And then she talks about Katie Hobbs taking a very sensitive and personal issue and playing politics with it. And she says it's disgusting. She calls it out. She said they are extremists. And Carrie Lake is absolutely right on this. They do want abortion right up until the baby is born and even afterwards. And we've had evidence of that. But I have a problem with this whole issue where many conservatives, many Christians are saying, yeah, we need to do something different. We got to come up with something different because we have to win this election. And so Carrie says that we have to come up with something new. And Duffy says in his response, that's a really good point, Carrie. So they want to talk about your position on the 1800s law. And he points out that most Arizonans don't want late term or partial birth abortions. Well, good for the Arizonans. And Carrie says, I agree. They want some common sense measures in place. They don't want to see babies being killed right up until the late term. They don't want to see children sent to abortion clinics with their parents, not even knowing about what's going on. And Carrie says, I don't think the law is how we stop women from having abortions. Now, I hope you're following this very closely. And then Carrie goes on to say that we have to support these people. These young women who get pregnant don't want to have a baby. We need to support them. We have to have policies in place that support families. And she says, you know, you get one choice when you walk into an abortion clinic. You know, the other side is pro-choice, right? But their only choice for you is to kill the baby. And Carrie's kind of pointing that out. She says, well, what we need to do is make adoption more available. And we have to do that because she says that's what it's about at the end of the day, saving more babies. Those are her words. And how can we do that, she asks. Well, Dagan then asked Carrie about Arizona, fake Governor Katie Hobbs calling carry out on ABC's The View, right? Ooh, authoritative source here. This is what they wanted, she said. And Katie Hobbs said Carrie praised this 1864 ban. And now that they see it as a political albatross, they're trying to run away with it. Now, that shows you just how much of a snake Katie Hobbs really is. She is a deceiver. She is a criminal who hasn't ever been punished yet. And will she be punished on this earth? I don't know. But Carrie Lake then says, you know, they are extremists. She said Roe v. Wade was unconstitutional. And so Carrie offers an option that President Donald Trump, former President Trump, recently stated. She says, push it to the states and let the people decide. Well, now that sounds so reasonable, doesn't it? And then she elaborates a little bit. She says, now we're going to have 50 different abortion laws because we have 50 states. Nobody's going to agree on anything because we don't. She says, let them know there's help, though. Let these people, these women who are pregnant, let them know there is help. Encourage parenthood, encourage motherhood, encourage family life, because that's what makes life worth it, Carrie says. Now, that's a very good message, and it is a very true message. The family, by God's design, is a beautiful thing. Having children is a wonderful thing. Having a supportive husband at home, an extended family, being a whole part of the family to make the family a functional, good unit of strength, that's how we get strong nations. But is Kerry right? Is Donald Trump right? Are the majority of Christians right in saying, yeah, we have to compromise, you know? Well, Duffy says 80% of women would choose abortion, would not, or who do choose abortion would not choose abortion if they were supported. And Duffy says they would have chosen life if they had gotten some support. And then he says, by the way, you said 50 choices. Well, that's democracy in action. Right? Yeah. So, you know, give this decision to the states. And so we're going to have 50 different laws. So what? That's democracy in action. Now, I just have to ask, do any of you listeners have a problem with this interview? Apparently some do, because Carrie got an awful lot of flack for her words. And of course, you know, there was a lot of twisting of Carrie's words by the crazy media. Legacy media doesn't tell the truth. They distort everything. They lie about everything. They manipulate like crazy. So Carrie didn't have a chance. I mean, it's a no-win situation. But nonetheless, she got a lot of flack from this for her words. And of course, that is precisely what the vile Democrats want to do, because that is the only way they can get any votes legally in the 2024 election. Now, I'll be the very first to admit this is a very sticky issue. Those of you who know me know I am pretty conservative, and I define conservative as being Bible-based, and I'm not a literalist in the Bible. I am not anything in the Bible other than trying to rightly discern the Word of God. So it's an issue for me in that sense that I want the Bible to say what God intended it to say. And it is a sticky issue because we must win this election, right? And for that reason, many say we must be willing to compromise. And I disagree with that. That's what they say. And so the vast majority of conservatives and Christians say, because if we don't compromise, then it's going to be worse than ever. Well, let's define abortion. What actually is abortion? Because in my opinion, the word abortion is a euphemism for killing babies, right? We say choose life, right? So is abortion death? And if abortion terminates life, that's called killing. And if it's innocent life, that's called murder. Then what or who does abortion kill? And that's the real issue. Now, Dagan herself in this interview stated, in a state where someone can get rid of a child, okay, she calls it a child in the womb. Carrie, in her response. She says, I'm completely pro-life, okay, as opposed to pro-death. So it seems to be a life and death issue. And she says that I'm completely pro-life, and this is an issue that is so sensitive and personal. Well, why is it so sensitive and personal? Because it involves the taking away of a life in the womb. Yeah, it's very sensitive. It's very personal. And then Carrie Lake also, again, mentions that they want abortion right up until the baby is born. So she calls it a baby in the womb, and Dagan calls it a child in the womb. So what is it? I mean, what is growing in the womb? Is it a baby? Is it a child? Is it a human life? Because that's the primary question we must answer if we're going to be honest. And where do we go for the answers? Well, you would think, I mean, it sounds like a medical question, doesn't it? So let's go to the medical doctors. Now, I am a medical doctor, and I'm in touch with a lot of other medical doctors. And I went to them with a statement about this issue, and I was very disturbed about what some of them said. I was not happy. They spoke about, the entire gamut of when life might begin, right? Because we start out with an egg and a sperm. These are the gametocytes. They have one half of a complement of the genes. So they are not a complete human being because they don't have 46 chromosomes. And then you can go from the egg and the sperm being on one end of the spectrum all the way up to a child capable of living on its own. Now, when can a child survive on its own? What, 5 or 6 years old? Maybe, if they really had to, and it would be very tough, right? So I went to the doctors and I said, hey, what about this issue? I said, shouldn't this be a hands down thing about knowing when life begins? Well, you would think, but no. No, I got every other opinion that I would expect to hear from any other group of people, any other profession, any other population of people. One doctor says that the soul enters the body at 21 weeks. And he got that from where? Well, according to a rabbi who says the soul enters the body at 21 weeks. Another doctor says brain life is when life begins, and that's at about 14 to 15 weeks post-conception. So once the brain turns on, then the soul exists and we have a living human being. Woo. And others would say, well, it's when the baby first takes his breath. After all, God created Adam from the dust of the earth, right? And he breathed life into his nostrils and he became a living being. Oh, boy. And then others say, well, it's when the heartbeat is detected. And that's why we have the heartbeat laws in some states at 5 to 6 weeks. So what is it going to be? And then, of course, there were other doctors, and I was thankful for that, who said that life begins at conception. That is when an egg and a sperm unite and form what is called a zygote, because a zygote has a full complement of genes, 46 chromosomes. It is a living organism. So the problem is that if it's not at conception that life is brought forth, then when? Because it's a slippery slope. It's based on man's earthly wisdom. And frankly, I'm very disappointed in what I hear from mankind, because we have a lot of disagreements. We have a lot of subjective thinking, even among physicians, who tend to want to put aside the science. And there's reasons for that, because they're human beings too. Who knows? I mean, maybe they had a girlfriend who got pregnant and they talked them into an abortion and feel guilty about that, so they have to justify it. Or a woman conceived, didn't use birth control, got pregnant, didn't know what to do in a panic and had an abortion. Well, killing a baby is murder. It is innocent human life that is being taken. That's my stance, but it is a forgivable sin if we confess that. But where do we go for the truth? Well, I would encourage people to go to the Bible, but the Bible is very abused as well. And a lot of people say, yeah, the Bible. Well, everybody will make the Bible say whatever they want it to say because of shoddy interpretation, just slipshod interpretation of scripture. You can make the Bible say anything you want. And that really frustrates me. But if you go into the Gospel of Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, and you read in chapter 1 of Matthew, and just quoting a few verses in there, verses 18, 20, and 23, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit. And then in verse 20, the child who has been conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. So that is meaning that this child is in the womb conceived of the Holy Spirit. That sounds like a human life to me. And then, behold, the virgin shall be with child. And that is actually a quote that is in the Old Testament in Isaiah. So if you reject Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior because you are a Jew, you can go to the Old Testament and you'll find the same words in Isaiah. If you go to the Gospel of Luke, first chapter, we read about John the Baptist, and we are told that he will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb. He's called he. Okay, so when Elizabeth is greeted by Mary, she hears Mary's greeting. She says that the baby leaped in her womb. The baby leaped in my womb for joy, she says in another verse. So in Luke, that's Luke 20, 21, and then we read that his name was then called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And in Luke 2:40, we read the child continued to grow, and that's exactly what happens to a zygote with a full complement of its genes. Everything is there, it just has to grow. So the child continues to grow from the zygote stage with the full genetic complement of 46 chromosomes at conception. So if the zygote, that is the joining of the egg and the sperm that becomes one, if it has two X chromosomes, then she is a girl. If two Y chromosomes, or excuse me, an X and a Y chromosome is present, then he is a boy. And that never changes, despite all of the LGBT perversion and nonsense and pseudoscience. But from the zygote stage, the child continues to grow. So to say that the Bible doesn't say anything about when human life begins is to twist the words of Scripture. Now, it's a very dangerous thing to do. So summarizing this interview, we see a lot of people are going to disagree with me. I know that. Some of you are already probably cussing at me and accusing me of being naive, stupid, ignorant. Well, okay. One physician stated the popular opinion very clearly among those that I spoke to and who responded. And one of them I think is worth reading because it really nails it. He says, Steve, the intelligence community in charge of the Supreme Court leaked Roe v. Wade to make the entire elections about abortion. The backlash will be so harsh that abortion will be authorized at 39 weeks so that the medical community can get body parts as they suck out the cerebrum, that's the forebrain, and relieve the brainstem to grow organs. He goes on to say the backlash from your anti-abortion rhetoric has been planned out carefully. The elections, again, will focus on abortion rather than, well, what's the other big issues? Rather than protecting our borders or our economy. Please stop playing into their trap, he says. Okay, so my response was this. So-and-so, too many people are sucking up and eating the bait. I'm fully aware of what the intelligence community is doing. I'm also fully aware of why Trump and conservatives like Carrie Lake are responding as they are. I am not playing into their trap. I'm simply saying that we scream all day long about defending the Constitution. And then we prove ourselves to be the greatest of all hypocrites by saying we have to play the game and allow the states to decide if innocent human beings can be murdered arbitrarily, despite what the Constitution says. despite what the Bible says. And I asked, what would Jesus say? What would Jesus do? And I asked this guy, please stop playing into Satan's trap. Now, if I were to suggest to you right now that we should allow the states to decide which American adults should live or die based on, you know, things like social status, mental or physical deficiencies, age, profession, including retirement, income, places of habitation where you live, life expectancy, or any other criteria you want to throw out there. What if I suggested we should allow the states to decide which of us American adults should live or die? Well, what would we have? We would have 50 different laws deciding which of you should live or die, or when you should live or die, or how you should live or die. But you would call me crazy if I even suggested that, because we claim to recognize, and I'm saying the conglomerate American population, we as American citizens claim to recognize that human beings have certain unalienable rights. That is written in our Constitution, in our Bill of Rights. It is written in the Declaration of Independence, and I agree with that statement. We have a God-given right to life. But this is exactly what we are doing. Well, by saying that states should decide when it's okay to kill an unborn baby. Some states would say, well, partial birth abortion is okay. You know, that's when you let the head of the baby be delivered. You deliver the head, so the shoulders are still in there, and you just cut the neck. You cut into the neck, sever the spinal cord, baby can't breathe, it hemorrhages to death, and life is over. Pull the baby out. There's a lot of blood anyways with the release of the placenta. No big deal. So you just snuff a life. Some states would gladly make a law so that people could choose to do that, okay? Other states would say, well, 20 weeks. Let's call 20 weeks, that's about viability age. That's when babies can survive outside of the womb with care, with nurturing and so forth. Other people would say, well, 15 weeks because, you know, that's when the soul enters the body, or 6 weeks because that's when the heartbeat is clearly established, or whatever you want to say, right? We're gonna hear 50 different versions of when human life begins. Now, is your conscience okay with this? Do you feel like, yeah, whatever you decide is fine with me? Because if it is, then I'd say you have a problem. Or I would ask you, has your conscience been dulled and seared by the onslaught of attacks, the constant attacks on the sanctity of human life? You have to realize that in all pagan societies, all non-Christian societies, human life is cheap. You see it everywhere we go. Outside of Christianity, human life is cheap. And when we say, we, the American people, the conservatives, the Christians, when we say it's okay for states to decide when a child can be murdered, because it's innocent human life that is being snuffed out in the womb, or maybe even outside of the womb after birth, right? Well, then we affirm the pagan belief that human life is cheap. You see, we want to protect our own lives as adults. No, I have the right to life. You can't just come up to me and shoot me and justify it. We have laws against that. But remember, Carrie Lake said, we can't settle this with laws. And yet she appeals to the states to come up with laws about abortion, about when you can kill your baby, at what stage of development in the womb. We're not talking about child development, because children go through stages of development through entire childhood up until adulthood. And then even as adults, we go through different stages, right? So we've got to be very, very careful about what we are saying is okay and what is not okay. Because as soon as we say that human life is cheap. Cheap enough to say, yeah, whatever the states want to do, that's fine with me. You know, we shouldn't make it an issue. We shouldn't say that children who are alive and growing and developing in the womb are protected by our Constitution. No, that only applies to us who somehow managed to escape the potential disasters associated with living in the most dangerous place in the world, which is the uterus, the womb. No, not for us. No, we have to protect our lives. But the babies, oh, no, let the states decide. You know, we just don't want them to be terminated when you can physically hear them screaming as they're being killed. Okay, that's okay. We don't want that. We want it to be clean and neat. So, you know, 6 weeks, 15 weeks, 20 weeks, close enough. That's okay. They don't scream too loud. And when we do the killing inside, so we're not going to hear the screams. Have you ever seen an ultrasound of a baby? Have you actually seen an ultrasound of an abortion when they are actually filming an abortion? It is the most brutal, horrific procedure you could ever imagine. It's worse than the worst horror show. That's what it is. Don't tell me these babies don't feel pain. Watch it, and you decide for yourself. Well, what shall we say then? Where do we go? Is it such a difficult issue to say that we want children to be declared human beings in the womb because that is what reality proves? Or must we just focus on winning this election and say, no, look, God is not strong enough. God is not powerful enough to allow us to win an election and maintain our freedom in America if we abide by the wishes and the laws of God according to the biblical standard. See, that sounds to me like an awful lack of faith. I'm going to take another short break and I will return and take this to hopefully a reasonable conclusion.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
You already know Genesis plus HOCL is your best defense against viruses. But did you also know it's the most powerful weapon for eliminating airborne mold too? Customers are raving about the Genesis Fogger's ability to tackle mold problems and the bad smells that go with them. And we all know mold is a hazard to your health. There's no airborne invader that Genesis can't handle. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud to receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you're ready for anything.
The Wellness Company shares your values and fights for medical freedom. They put patients before profits and follow medical science, not political science like doctors on the left. Their chief medical board, which includes Dr. Peter McCullough, are the makers of the incredible American-made high-quality spike formula. If you worry about spike proteins, go to twc.health and use promo code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount. Once again, that's twc.health, promo code OUTLOUD.
Welcome back to Unleashed, the Political News Hour. Dr. Steve LaTulip here, and I am so grateful you are here to listen to some really tough issues. To maybe think more clearly, I would encourage you, please go to AmericaOutloud.news and spread that news. Learn what the issues are. Hear the discussions and the debates, because we have them. We don't all agree even on America Out Loud. We are conservatives. We love our country. We are hopefully fighting for a free America, and we don't have that freedom that we once had. But we have some great articles and great podcasts, great radio shows that are speaking about the very issues that are going to affect your life tomorrow and the day following. I would encourage you also to please visit AmericaOutLoud.shop. We've got some great great resources for health, great new innovations, things that can improve your overall physical, spiritual, mental health. And use the code OUTLOUD to get discounts for those, because we've got some good products. We really do. And I would like to avail them to you, our family at America Out Loud. Well, I've been talking today about the abortion issue. Is it a political albatross, as Katie Hobbs says? Is it democracy in action, as Duffy says on Fox News? Or is it a betrayal of life? Is it an abomination before God? That's something you and I are going to have to decide. Because the issue of abortion is an issue of life or death. That's why the pro-life organizations have names like the Right to Life. That's why the news commentators, that's why people talk about the child or the baby in the womb, because it is a human child in the womb, a boy or a girl. It is an issue of life or death for a certain population of Americans who happen to reside in the womb. Now, deep down, my gut feeling is that you know the truth. And if your conscience is intact, you know that there's something very wrong about ending a life in the womb arbitrarily for no good reason at all. And I would maintain that rape and incest are no reasons at all. And I say that because of my medical practice. I've had women in my practice who raised a child from incest, who raised a child from rape, and they were very, very close to that child. It is not what everybody wants you to believe. That is every bit as much of a smokescreen as it is from saying that if the health of the mother is at risk, you can abort the baby. Well, that can entail anything. Oh, I'm too stressed out. I can't raise this baby. I just don't think I can do it. Kill the baby. Oh, yeah? And the health of the mother? Physical health? Well, what happens if there's a ship going down? A little ship, little boat. Two people are on the boat. The rescuers go out there. They see the crisis. What do? Do they throw off one person into the ocean, let them drown, and save the other? No, they try to save both. And in the very rare instances when there is a life issue at stake, you try your best to save both because they are both valuable human lives at stake. I will not back down on my stance as a physician, as a Christian, as a student of God's word. I just won't back down. And I maintain that deep down you do know the truth if your conscience is intact. And that's why Carrie Lake called the killing of the babies an issue that is so sensitive and personal. And that's why both Carrie Lake and Dagan, the Fox News host, called the resident of the uterus a child and a baby, without even giving thought to it. They know, you know, I know, and God knows. Now, if the baby in the womb is a living human being, and I maintain that it is, then that human being has the same God-given constitutional rights as every other American citizen. Calling the murder of a pregnant mother a double homicide is fully justified. And that's exactly what we call it, isn't it? It is fully justified. Two lives are snuffed out when a pregnant mother is murdered. Unless you can somehow rescue the baby, that has happened on rare instances, but not usually. When the blood supply to the placenta is compromised, the baby doesn't have much of a chance of surviving. When a child dies in the womb, a human life expires. Okay? It's not a dog. It's not a cat. It's not a clump of cells. It is a growing human being. It is human life. Now, even after all that I've said, some of you no doubt will refuse to be swayed. You will go on saying that the murder of children in the womb is somehow justified because of fetal age or because the child was conceived by rape or incest or because the mother's health is at stake. But in all of these circumstances, you are wrong. Carrie Lake is wrong. She is sounding off the party line that has been used to justify abortion in America, the greatest genocide worldwide that ever was and that likely ever will be. You are wrong. Mothers who bear children from rape or incest absolutely love their children. I have seen it. I have heard their stories in my medical practice. Don't be duped by these lies. Please don't be duped by these lies. How might I convince you? Well, you know, some of you are Christians. I would say the majority of Americans in America, I think is still what, 65, 75%, somewhere in there, claim to be Christian, claim to have some belief in God. Well, if you do, hopefully it's not a blind belief, because if you read the Bible, we understand full well that the Lord is going to return on the day of judgment. It's going to be you alone and in front of Jesus Christ, the judge of this world. And there's going to be nobody there at your side to defend your thoughts or your words or your actions. Kind of feels lonely, doesn't it? And it should make you think about what you are going to say to justify your words when it comes to protecting unborn, innocent human life in the womb. Because your words are going to either support you or condemn you before God. What does the judge actually say? Well, he has plenty to say. Jesus said to you, "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." That's Matthew 12, verses 36 and 37. I would encourage you to read it. The Bible also says in the Gospel of Matthew, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Now, Carrie says, well, we don't need any laws. That's not going to convince people to not abort their children. We don't need to protect the lives of these babies because you can't do it. You know, you can't stand up for that. We can't make it an issue in this election because, you know, we might lose. And I say, how can we be so blind? I won't buy that. Now, you might think I am completely in error. You might think that I have a faith in God that says, you know, maybe God is just big enough that if we simply follow God to the best of our abilities, obey his standard of living in the Bible, because that's what gave us the Constitution and all the great articles that made America what it is, that the law of our land came from the Bible. You might think me to be a fool for standing on that promise. But if I must make an error and you think I am an error, you know, we're going to make errors. And if I must make an error of any kind, and we all do make errors, remember that, for to err is human, then I would much prefer to make an error of judgment rather than a mistake of the heart. I would rather be wrong but have the right heart. If I choose to have a bias, because let's face it, it's only human to have biases, then let my bias favor God's bias. And if I choose to compromise in anything, and we all do compromise as humans, let's just admit it. Well, then let me at least establish boundaries that will not lead to the harm of any human being by my compromise. Is that so hard to do? See, what I see happening here is a whole bunch of hypocrisy. And that's how we lose ourselves, because hypocrisy is the absolute worst kind of compromise, because it never unites us. It only leads to our own personal destruction. And so my final words on this matter actually are words that come from the book of Isaiah in the Old Testament. Devise a plan, but it will be thwarted. State a proposal, but it will not stand, for God is with us. For thus the Lord spoke to me with mighty power and instructed me not to walk in the way of this people, saying, you are not to say it is conspiracy in regard to all that this people call a conspiracy, and you are not to fear what they fear or be in dread of it. It is the Lord of hosts whom you should regard as holy, and he shall be your fear and he shall be your dread. Then he shall become your sanctuary. Isaiah 8, verses 10 through 14. And that's exactly how we save America. We choose to put God first, as it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. That is how we save America. So let's think about it, and let's do the right thing. And by all means, let's unleash the truth.